can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Hey, welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program this afternoon. Bible study, broadcast, you name it. Because that's what it is. If you don't want to know the truth, you're in the wrong place. People don't want to know the truth. That's why my meter here is not clear off the red line. When you start telling people the truth, they get nervous. Get nervous, don't change the truth one little bit. Did you know it's Black Friday? Walmart reported one weapon off the shelf every 3 seconds. Wow. Think there might be a war coming or something? I don't know. One weapon off the shelf nationwide every 3 seconds. Weapons were being sold. Now, being in the Marine Corps for 12 years, then I taught law enforcement after that, government security, State Department, et cetera, overseas, a couple of high threat areas, whatever. I know a little bit about weapons. There's one thing I've found out about weapons that just, it's just universal. They're no good if they don't have bullets in them. I found that out to be true. It's hard to even qualify without bullets in your weapon in a safe environment. Of course, no range is really safe. If I got the weapon, I'm safe, right? Well, where's your ammo? And you know that Jesus fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread. That means that through his supernatural power, somehow or another, he provided them unlimitless bread with some left over. Now, unless you have a basket full of unlimited ammo that magically appears, I don't care how much ammo you got, you're going to run out of it. So you bought your weapon, but, you know, home protection, I agree with that. You're going to probably get your ammo somewhere or another, so is everybody else that's bought the weapons. They're going to buy the ammo, right? Yeah. How much can they carry? How much are they going to hide? How much are they going to put away? The point of the matter is, before I continue to belabor this issue, is that the fear is what's gripping the individual, causing them to lose their faith. And when their gun's gone, ammo's run out. Your freeze-dried food is all used up, or whatever comes first, whatever. What are you going to do? What's next? What's new? You plan a war, and you don't plan for resupply, you're going to lose big. That's how they control the Russian-Japanese war back in 1904. The Rothschilds funded both the Japanese and also the Russians were funded by the other side of the Rothschilds. That's the way the Rothschilds controlled both sides of the war. And at the crucial moment of time, the Rothschilds, supporting the Russians, just withdrew their support. No bullets, no band-aids, no beans. You're going to lose. And they lost. That brought in Lenin, Trotsky, Bolshevik Revolution, etc. To make it look good, America sent 1,200 Marines to go against the Bolsheviks, while at the same time funding the Bolsheviks. To me, that's a lot of Bolshevik going on there. You see. That's how it's always been. Except not American. America's been used. But it's the Vatican. It's the Illuminati controlling the Vatican. The Vatican controls... The Jesuits control the countries. That's how it really works. People, do your research. Deep. Go deep. Without beans, band-aids, and bullets, you're not going to win a war. So you buy the weapons. You're going to end up using slingshots anyway. Till you run out of stones. Then what? Uh-huh. Let me tell you. You don't have Davids out there today. That's for sure. You got to think ahead. You got to find out who the real enemy is. Denying it, ignoring it, not going to go away. All their fancy equipment, the planes going Mach 6. They have planes up there, spy planes, SR-72s, going Mach 6. It's not worth a penny if you don't have the fuel or whatever they're using. It's no good. Everything dies, rusts, rots, runs out, used up. Every single time. All the technology. The wires get crossed. No pun intended. Power goes off. You're done. That's it. You see how much we depend on technology? We assume it's already there. You know there'll be no technology in the new world. God will take it away. Be no need for it. He'll provide. Oh, you live in a dream world. I'm living in a dream world. If you think you got limitless ammo, you're living in a dream world. I want to bring a dose of reality to the airwaves. I'm not very popular, I don't think. I really don't care. as long as I can rest that I've brought truth, I gain nothing from it. I mean, I gain nothing. I don't want anything. My satisfaction is knowing in my heart that I've brought truth. If I make a mistake, oh, I'll be told about it. But I appreciate that. Because then I've learned something. So how can you fail when you make a mistake as long as you learn from it? Is Satan the god of this world? Absolutely. Is it going to be this way forever? Oh, no. Not even close. But there is coming a time. It's in God's timing that he's going to judge this world and family. These idiots out here that call themselves preachers and evangelists and prophets or whatever they are, saying that we're already past the tribulation. Sometimes I want to go back to my old way and grab them by the stacking swivel, it's called the throat, and bring them to their knees. It really angers me sometimes when they fool good people in saying that we're already past the tribulation. That's trivializing God's judgment. That's like saying, well, I can sit here in Mount Airy, North Carolina, and I can watch the tribulations go on TV. Ah, heck, let's make it a reality show. We watch some famine going on in India or Pakistan or wherever, I don't know, wherever. That's the tribulations. Oh, no. Tribulations, when it really happens, will be in Mount Airy, North Carolina, and I go down here to the food line. It is empty. Now you're talking. When every state, every town, every city will have no food, now you're in the tribulation. It will be inclusive of London, Switzerland. I just name it. They'll have no food. Be anarchy. Because you'll have no leadership. Leadership would be brought in a world level. There'll be a prosperity period. That's called the first seal. First, they got to bring some kind of chaos. I don't know what it is. You'll know it. To where Americans will be waking up, awakened, and they'll agree with the New World Order. We'll never agree with the New World Order. Yeah, you will. Like Peter and the others that denied Jesus. We'll never deny you. But they did. Until finally, he takes you to your knees. And you cry unto him. Obviously, it takes that. It's coming. Our lifetime? Who knows? Nobody knows. That's why you got to be ready right now. And it goes beyond the end times, apocalypse, etc., etc. The four horsemen and all this. People die early, as we consider early, at young age, because of disease, car accident, whatever. Were you ready then? Because that was your time. Were you ready when he called you? You may be old. Mr. Jones, you got 5 days. You kind of know you're going to die. Start doing all the stuff you do whenever you're going to do that. And you die peaceably in your sleep or whatever. Sometimes it don't work out that way. Are you ready? You don't know when the day is coming. So you got three. You got the time when you don't expect it. You got the time that you know it's coming because you're old and gray and you, whatever, you know, you got some disease or something, you die. You know it's coming. Or three, you last out the apocalypse. You're still going to die. Where are you going to end up when you die? That's very important to know. To know, I didn't say, well, I think so. Like saying, did you pack your chute before you jumped out? And well, I think I did. That's not a good answer before you jump out of a plane. Family, you got to know. And you can know. When you become truly born again, something in your life will change. Let me tell you. Something in your life. Not everything, no. You're not going to walk around with a white robe and a halo over your head the rest of your days. You're still going to sin. You're still going to have those thoughts. But something in your life will change. That's God letting you know I was there. And I'm with you now. But I'm going to leave something there. It's called a thorn in your side. Paul had one. Dedicate the broadcast. And I'm going to talk about some unusual things today. I got some headlines. Bylines. Hairlines. I sure got wrinkle lines too. And so I want to open up. You know where it comes to my mind a lot? Is that movie. There I go. Using the movie example again. What was it? A Few Good Men. You can't handle the truth. People can't. They can't handle it. They just ignore it. Get mad at you. Walk away. Whatever. But the thing is, you drop a seed. Let it grow. That's the main thing. Can't grow something unless you drop a seed. Can't start a fire unless you light a flame. Sometimes you got to start with a little birch wood. Families get started. Lord, thank you for today. Father, you come into our life. Thank you, Father, for bringing us your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. Father, thank you for the opportunity we have to share the gospel. Father, we do pray today for our families. We thank you, Lord, for the miracles you performed, and thank you for the healing that you performed, Father, in these times, that past few days. We thank you, Lord, that you watched over our family members. Others, Father, hear the prayers and guide them in the right path. Lord, we pray for an awakening in this country. Awakening toward Jesus Christ. Father, we see the deception coming often, more so than ever. We pray, Lord, that you put the words in our heart that we can pray. Father, you give us divine appointments that we can share. And Lord, you'll bring us to other folks and people like us that can confirm what we are given, that Lord, that gives us strong faith and working with each other. Father, to bring these groups together so that gospel can be shared. And Father, we pray for the children. Though we know that there are going to be kidnappings and such this month, heading toward the Christmas holidays. Though we pray against these Wiccan, we pray against these sacrifices at the highest level satanic worship endeavors into. We pray against their rituals. We ask you, Father, to expose them for who they are. We do pray for protection, for guidance, for divine appointments to take people's minds off of the suicide that, Father, we see that increases during these holidays. And, Father, to silence their technology that causes these anomalies and the voices, to silence the voices that are caused by technology. To render null and void these psychotropic drugs in their bodies. And Father, to use your Holy Spirit to bring an awakening to all of us. We thank you, Lord, for the King James Bible. It's your holy word. We ask you, Father, an awakening to the true word of God be made. And all these things we pray for the churches to wake up. And Father, to preachers to have courage to speak out against the lies being told, the false Bibles being used. and start preaching the truth of repentance and to be born again. These things we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, you know I'm not a theologian or a preacher. I'm just a downright sinner. And in my past, a bad one at that. But I changed my life, and I don't know if I can change mine to even the extent to that I am now, as compared to how I used to be. Man, I tell you what, anybody can. I know there's some worse, some not. But I know my life is different. People that know me know my life's different. And it's here to stay. Once you find the truth out, and everybody, you know, people that know me, they know I'm stubborn as a mule, hard-headed as a bull. That I test everything. I believe nothing. And I've tested the Bibles. I challenged God. Big mistake. But I learned. And I found out the truth. It is clear, without a doubt, that the King James Bible is the only true word of God on the face of this planet. There is no other. And that's with evidence, historically, academically, in every which way. And when I read about the efforts made, for example, World AIDS Day, Bono's one campaign, NIV Bible publisher team up to reach 1 million American Christians. It boggles my mind. I'll tell you why. Some of you already know. But the NIV Bible is a satanic Bible. It is a satanic Bible. I want to make sure you heard what I said. It's owned by Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch is a member of the Knights of Malta. They're murderers. If they're not murderers, they perpetrate the murders, literally, with the Council of Foreign Relations, Rhodes Scholars. They're all part of the agenda that starts the wars with the CFR, members, Joint Chief of Staff, ambassadors, world leaders. And they know this. If they don't know this, they got to be dumb as rocks with a 4-star on the chest. Or whatever. It's proven that the CFR, Council of Foreign Relations, is responsible for all the dead military personnel, military soldiers, veterans, dead of World War II and Korean War. You place the responsibility of their deaths on the Council of Foreign Relations for starting the wars. That's heavy. Neither Japanese, Germans, or Italians wanted to fight the Americans or British. We're made to fight. And you think the two pit bull dogs trained in two different houses know each other? No. But they're brought to a ring in somebody's basement. Those dogs still don't know each other. And they're thrown in the middle of this ring. And the low lives that make money off their injuries and fighting and death, every one of them, is the same thing as the CFR, Rolling Institute of National Affairs, Freemasons, that are the highest level, that lie to the lowest level, Knights of Malta, Jesuits, are the ones making the money off the death of those soldiers. The dog's owners are making the money off the injury or death of their dogs. Same thing. And yet we today allow the Council of Foreign Relations to still operate. The wives, the mothers, the families don't know a thing about the husbands that go to, or the wives, depending if they're whatever, go to these meetings, the Council of Foreign Relations, to support the death of everybody else. It's pathetic that we don't know this, that you're not closing down the Council of Foreign Relations. That the families aren't putting the pressure on the husbands or wives, whichever, to renounce the blood oath of the Freemasons or Knights of Malta, Rhodes Scholars, get out of there. Because you're perpetrating the death since 1940s until today. It's pretty harsh, isn't it? December 9th, 1950. Chicago Tribune editorial confirms the death of World War II veterans in Korea be placed firmly on the Council of Foreign Relations. Council of Foreign Relations, a member of the Round Table, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg, Club of Rome, Rolling Institute of National Affairs, Gorbachev Foundation, all sat around determined they could almost calculate how many veterans are going to die on both sides of the enemy and whichever the enemy side, friendly side, whatever, they can determine. Let me put it to you this way. They play this silly little game where Putin is planning World War III against America. You hear these articles and YouTube nonsense and the news. And China is, you know, gearing up, and there have been submarines off the coast and all this dramatic garbage. But they fail to tell you that we're in cahoots with the Russians already, that we've allowed to come into the country in the deep underground military bases, and using Carter, Clinton, allowing the Chinese to enter South America through Panama, taking over where we pulled out by design, building military bases in Mexico. They don't tell you about that. Or Billy Bob Clinton signing over in Costco, allowing them to take Long Beach Naval Base, Costco, which is China, and then giving them as collateral 290 foreign trade zones, FTZ, with numbers, with names, with addresses, and phone numbers. You can find them. I know the two or three here in one of Mount Airy here. I got the addresses of all of them. Heck, just call them up and put a job interview in, I guess. That's owned by the Chinese. And so it's, so you read these silly articles about planes intercepted a Russian bear right off the coast. They don't tell you about the soldiers in the Spetsnaz already allowed in the United States, or the Chinese military bases in Mexico, and the government, our government with Mexico and China working together, allowing Chinese military in the United States. It's already done. Man, it's already fixed. For me, it's bizarre to know this. And then to read about it in the newspapers, it's like Twilight Zone. It's almost silly. So there's not going to be an invasion of Russia and China, Singapore, and whoever else, the UN. There's not going to be an invasion. It's already done. You don't have to invade a country you already own and a part of. Yeah, that's true. And also, Canada's got Spetsnaz up there, too. and Alaska. Palin, you can't trust that woman. She's like all the rest of them. Eastern Star, pretend Christian, not remotely a Christian, not at all. They're all the same, every single one of them. They're all part of the New World Order. I just sat here reading about it, watching it, see what they do, play their little games. And wonder just how long. How much longer is God going to allow these pseudo-Christians to play this stupid little game before he puts a foot down? The only reason he's holding back is so folks will have enough time to accept his son as their savior. That's the one thing it's holding back for. When that last person says, I accept Jesus Christ as my savior, and he knows there's no more, then the hammer's going to fall. He will clean this out like a roto-rooter. Start all over again, just like it did the flood. And it'll be in Jerusalem. Start all over again. It's called the millennium. It's coming. So the point of the matter, several points I've made already, is that the judgment of the tribulation period is not going to be localized in just a few countries. Not at all. Now, what I'd like everybody to do, if you get a chance today, here in the next few minutes, and every hour, and only two, is go to talkstreamlive.com, and you'll find my little old picture there, and you'll click on it. And then you'll click on the little bar to the right of it, and you'll see a media player pop up. Just click that out or listen to it, whichever. Then if you click my picture again, you go back into my website. But if you do that, I get an idea of how many people are listening. Because I'm always curious if I'm getting out to people, and that's the reason why. So if you could do that, I'd appreciate it. If not, that's okay too. Do what you want. I got a lot to tell you today. I may even go until tomorrow. Well, that would work, wouldn't it? Because I have a 2-hour broadcast anyway. But I like to keep it kind of structured. You know, because what I have to tell you is complicated, and I try to simplify it. To know what's really going on today, the truth. You got people, I'm going to talk on a radio show tomorrow night about the Constitution. They're not going to like it. Somebody invited me on, and I'm going to be there. I'm going to show up as a guest. But they're not going to like it because you have no Constitution. We actually never have had. Now, I'm not going to go into that now, but it will preliminarily talk about one point, is we've never had a Constitution. It's been there, but never meant to be carried out or followed through. It's been as a cover, but always it's been subverted. Used when convenient. Subverted by using a dialectic. The Constitution is looked at like even more so than the Bible. We have the U.S. Constitution. Please. Spare me. I'd like to say it is, but it's not. Family, the Constitution was brought to us by the Jesuits as a means of rebellion to justify martial law that is standing today. Now, I usually go on a spill about 30 minutes long to explain how that works, but I'm not going to do it today. The Constitution, as was in the testimony of Oliver North and his lawyer and the Contra Affair in 1980s, Jack Brooks brought up the point, long story short, and I could play it right now, but no need to really. Jack Brooks asked Oliver North, who's the Knights of Malta, by the way, ask him about a project he was working on, a national disaster that would subvert the American Constitution. He wouldn't know about it. He was stopped by the chairman of that committee. He's talking about Rex 84, take over the U.S. government, like the one they want to do now, like the one they tried to do in 1960s and 1972, 74. You know, those things like Nixon, and Nixon tried to do the same thing. He actually balkanized America. February the 12th, 1972, he signed Executive Order 11647, look it up, and 11731 the following year, which was a continuation, and Executive Order 11495 the following year also, 73, to subvert the American Constitution officially, to balkanize America into 10 regions, 5 states each, to be taken over by the UN. That's Nixon, another traitor. All of them are traitors. Every doggone one of them. Now, isn't that bizarre? They all pretend to be Christian. They all pretend to be, you know, for America and all that other silly nonsense. And they're all appointed, too, by the way. Now, all this I'm telling you is leading up to something. This is reality. You don't believe me? Oh, check it out. You want to challenge it, you lose. Evidence is clear. Denial don't count. Oh, it's shocking. Shocking. Very shocking indeed. When I took an oath, diligently, couldn't wait to volunteer to go to Vietnam. I never made it because they ended it before. Now, was that dumb or what? Anyway, back in the 72, 73, I took an oath defending the American Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Little did I know we didn't have one. When you said domestic, I'm thinking terrorists inside the United States. I'm not thinking other Americans here, you see. That never crossed my mind. Some of you military folks out there have been so dumbed down and so calloused because of what they've done to you in Iraq and Afghanistan and video games that you're ready to take out America any time, fellow American, black, white, otherwise, just because government tells you to. The government, family, the government are lying. The European government are lying. Your Russian government are lying. The Chinese government are lying. And they don't care about any of their citizens. They care about Lucifer. They care about their secret society. All of them. I'm not just anti-government. I'm anti-Satan. I'm anti-witchcraft and Wiccan that controls the government, controls the military of every single country. Now you see what I mean? They all work together against the citizens of the world. Putin pretends to like Russians. He don't. Whoever, who, is it still who in China? Whatever, I don't know. I get them all. Who's on first, whatever. Anyway, the Chinese president, Korean president, don't make any difference. They're all controlled by the Vatican, like little puppets. Every one of them, all of them, family. Back in the 1940s, Hitler. Stalin, Queen Elizabeth II, Churchill, they're all cousins, second cousins. You understand this? I thought they were supposed to be enemies. FDR was working with, secretly, the Germans, Japanese. You understand this? They planned Pearl Harbor in the 1920s, working with the Japanese, Churchill and FDR. Now, that should get your attention right there. Churchill was a Knight of Malta. FDR was a Freemason. He's elected 4 terms. It's Disneyland with a twist. It's real. And what I see coming is a takedown. For example, what I wrote to say in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, King James Bible, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Family, Satan is God of this entire world. The Bible confirms it. So it should be no surprise at the highest level of the secret societies that they're working together because Satan is God of this world for now. So everything that's going on today, every aspect you can think of is controlled by this satanic realm for now. What am I talking about exactly? Worldwide education policies, philosophy, religion. I mean all religions, including Christianity. Jesus Christ is not about Christianity. And being a Christian, a born-again Christian, following Jesus Christ, is not about Christianity. Christianity is a religion. With 37,000 different sects. I never can get that word right. S-E-C-T-S. 37,000 different beliefs, too. Some from major changes to minor. Science. All of science. That's why I call it science theory. Well, they got theories. Way of saying man doesn't know, but guessing. That's what a theory is. It's what I think is right, but I'm just guessing. With my 180 IQ, not mine. Scientific theory. All of science, everything having to do with science, is controlled. It's called the Ashram Ray. I've got the objectives. I'm not giving you an opinion here. I have their exact objectives for education, philosophy, religion, science, the arts, all of the arts. Politics and finance. Worldwide. Y'all getting the scope of this? And I'm not giving you a theory on this. I'm telling you exactly. I got the objectives for each one of these. It's documented in their textbook called Signs of Christ by Harold Balios. 1977. They have to document this. They're hoping, counting on, and it works, that you don't find out. All this is, if people would actually take the doggone time to at least do mediocre research, they'd wake up, hopefully, pray about it. Better get moving, though. This is a supernatural war we're into. There's no way around it. There's no human that's smart enough to come up with all this and then last out centuries to continue the objectives. It's impossible. Impossible. For humankind, through the death and birth and generations that they're rebellious against their parents and all that sort of thing, there's no way to continue. Family, they plan 100 years in advance. In some cases, 500 years in advance. Other cases, 20, 30 years in advance. Now, everything I'm telling you, I got evidence for. Because I put together this research. I may forget my name sometimes and lose my keys, but I don't forget this. Satan is God of this world. Where does Satan reside? Where exactly is Satan? I'll tell you where. It's called the second heaven. The second heaven is the known universe. The planets can only maintain supernatural beings. There's no aliens out there, none of that nonsense. Nobody's been on Mars as flesh. No way. Supernatural? Oh, yeah. That's where your orbs come from. Supernatural. Spirit. Demons. Seven principalities in the world. Satan is not in hell. And he's going to end up there. So are the fallen angels. They're going to end up there. Nothing they can do to stop it. That was hell's created for Satan. Satan's not down there like these churches have you believe. The Satan's down there saying, aha, I waited for you. Go over here. Oh, you. Oh, I remember you. Go. It doesn't work like that. Hell's where Satan's going to end up. He's not in control of hell. Hell will control him in torment. That's reality. And the fallen angels will be sent there too. But not yet. The second heaven is where the stars, the planets, etc., is where the fallen angels reside. And the way they go from the planet Saturn or planet Jupiter or Mars or wherever, the desolate planets of exile, is by portals that open between them and Earth. Earth is the first heaven. You can't see those in the second heaven. They're energy beings of sort. But by ritual, now here we go, human sacrifice, destruction, death, wars, alchemy, gold, copper, formulas, etc. They know how to put it together. Human sacrifice, energy, like a battery, allows them to take physical form. Or, not enough, they channel or possess. And that's where you get your direction of how to run education, philosophy, religion, science, the arts, politics, and finance. The Illuminati are slaves of the fallen angels. And why would they do that? Actually, it's very simple. Because, remember what Satan tried to do with Jesus? To give him the wealth of the world, the kingdoms? Well, Satan's world system, in fact, includes commerce, politics, religion, education, entertainment. That's part of the Star Group by Kissinger, anyway. World kingdoms, world organizations, all of them, and many other things. And this world system that is set up supernaturally on our level in the first heaven, Satan, the supernatural being that's invoked, can offer people power, riches, possessions, worldly honors, intellectual achievements. That's where that comes from, Rhodes Scholars, etc. Social prestige. That's why your Masons all prance around like banner roosters with their aprons. Ceremonies and all that sort of thing. Our military ranking, our medals, honor, all that. To keep us in tow. All kinds of sinful pleasures. Hey, Masons, tell them about the jester meetings. You can't do that, can you? That's right. You know what I'm talking about. Satan can give people about anything they want. Make them satisfied, remain under his rule, and to leave God out of their lives. With playing like they're with God, but they're not. It's a hint, right on the fence. That's how it works. As a matter of fact, all your entertainers, that's where they get their skills from. Beyonce, for example, one of thousands, confirms her entity is named Sasha Fierce. Enters her when she gets on stage. She admits this. Another example. Melissa Ford.
I had to ask. asked some friends because I was hearing a lot about her, and so they told me, you know, who she was and what she was doing. And I come from the school of thought, there's just some things that the public just shouldn't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, things that happen between two people, a wife and a husband, girl, I just don't think that it's for mass consumption. I just have always felt that way. And I just think that the whole idea of celebrity and fame has become really convoluted and, you know, kind of bastardized. Like, whereas fame used to be the byproduct of success, and now it's the ultimate goal. And if your ultimate goal is to be famous, then you're going to do a lot to get there, like sign your name in blood in a contract with the devil. Like, you're going to end up on a one-way street, and it's going nowhere. Like, that's just the truth. I've seen so many people, like, forsake their moral code and their value systems just for a little bit of fame, and it's not worth it at the end of the day. It's really not worth it.
Now, she's just not using symbology. She's telling like it really is. You do sign your name over in blood to Satan. You sign two contracts as an entertainer. If you don't, you're not going to make it. Don't care how good you are. Don't matter. One of the contracts is to the recording label, the acting or the movie or whatever, naturally. And the other, literally, with a device they have, draw blood out of your arm, if I could be more graphic, and you sign your name in a contract to Lucifer. And if you don't, you're not going to make it. Literally. One more example. Just so you know, I'm just not blowing smoke here. Because this is all of them. Oprah, your millionaires, they control all that. I mean, it looks like they don't, but they do. Is that really works?
You're doing really well now, but didn't you release a CD like almost
Katy Perry.
Years ago? Yeah, I mean, I released a gospel record when I was 15 because I grew up in a household where all I ever did was listen to gospel music, and my parents are both traveling ministers, and so I kind of sang about, you know, what was going on in my life at 15, and that's how I got introduced to the music industry. I swear I wanted to be like the Amy Grant of music,
yeah,
but it didn't work out, and so I sold my soul to the devil.
You see, I can go on and on and on here. I just want to make it clear that this is what I'm talking about, that this is the truth. They have to do it. It's supernatural. The movies are part of the arts. Art galleries are part of the arts. Dancing, all this has an effect on your emotions. You ever been to an opera, and they get so good, you see people out there crying, and their eyeballs are swimming with, you know, I'm like, I don't even know what they're singing about, and everybody else here is all emotional. They must speak all Italian, I don't know. Everybody gets all emotional, I'm like, okay. I've been to a couple of those. And they're singing, whatever. And it affects the body, because it's frequency vibration. Now, good point. What's happening today? Control of people. What's the big thing today? Ferguson. Oh, yeah. Bundy Ranch didn't work so well, did it? You white folk just got too lazy, huh? You white folk didn't want to fight each other at Bundy Ranch now, did you? They just wanted to test out the Patriot. That's the only way they could do it. What's going on in Europe? We got to get rid of Islam. They're all coming together to get rid of Islam. Oh, what's going on in the United States? It's black and white. What are they using? Ferguson. Got to find out. what you got in the country to be able to use it to stir up trouble. Works like a charm. So in Ferguson, going on the political range, is they've got Freemasons working both sides. They got cops dressed up as marchers, protesters. They train them, of course. Can you imagine? They get in the auditorium or somewhere where it's secure. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Y'all got the signs ready over there? Okay, we got the signs ready. Now, when they come at you, you cover your head up and all this sort of thing. They tell them what to do. It's all so scripted out. I can't say they get paid or not, but they are fools. The white folk are fools and the black folk are fools because they're following along with the agenda of the Freemasons of inciting political upheaval. Order out of chaos is the agenda. And boy, it's working. You know, well, it should. We fall for it every time. I know some people don't like hearing this because it brings out, like, I just don't want to hear this. Why? Because it's real. What if it would happen if they just don't do it? If they just didn't go out there. Did Brown actually get shot? Now, they Freemason cops there would kill him just to get things started. There's no doubt about that. The question is, did they really do it? If they really did or really didn't, it really doesn't matter. The idea is it's played as it did. Whether it really did or didn't, doesn't matter. Rodney King was one. Bundy Ranch was another. They test you to see what you're made of. See if you're ready to go to the next step. I explained yesterday and some last week, I believe, that the different races in America, it's like a smorgasbord of chaos. Yeah, you pick your men to women, women to men. You got homosexual, non-homosexual, Republicans, Democrats. Imagine the smorgasbord of conflict. You got the black against white, the black against Hispanic, whites against black and Hispanic. They've got everything going, man. World-class jugglers. And we fall for it every time. The one thing that brings people together is going to a war in Afghanistan, Vietnam, whatever. Now they all fight together. The black, the white, in the Second World War, the Navajo. Everybody's fighting together now. Come back here, now they're killing each other. Is that stupid or what? Why couldn't at the Bundy Ranch, those guys were veterans at the side of the police, and those that were the, so you know, patriots, doing a, why couldn't they say, wait, what are we doing this for? Look at each other and say, what's going on here? They didn't do that. They played the roles. Did they play the roles because they were just playing the roles? They just didn't know. Or they're paid to do that. Some of them are there honestly. They really don't understand how the system really works. And they're not thinking about this because they're falling in line like this. Everybody tells them to do, instead of questioning it. Because you've lost the ability to question, to challenge individual thinking. It's been taken away. That's been planned, designed, created by objectives that goes over almost two generations. Y'all know that. It's worked perfectly. Boy, I tell you, it ticks me off, too. When I found these plans out. In the protocols, Article 5, it really ticked me off. I read Article 5 where they're protocols goes back to 1700s. They don't institute these projects until it's time. Well, Article 5, Paragraph 11 of the scheme, the plan, says, I quote, "There's nothing more dangerous than personal initiative." This is what they fear. If it has genius behind it, such initiative could do more than can be done by millions of people along whom we have sown discord. Now, that word, sown discord, is talking about exactly what I'm talking about now. Wars, internal strife, racial, male to female, everything is what we're talking about here. Let me say it again. They say there's nothing more dangerous than personal initiative. If it has genius behind it, such initiative can do more than can be done by millions of people among whom we've sown discord. We must, Illuminati talking, so direct the education of the Goyim, that's us, the Goyim communities, that whenever they come upon a matter requiring initiative, they may drop their hands in despairing impotence, unquote. That's part of their plan that they put through, going back to, well, it actually started kicking off about 1800s, 1890s. And then it picked up steam going through the roaring 20s. And education was taken over. 1887, religion was infiltrated by the Rockefellers. Federal Council of Churches, National Council of Churches, they changed the name because the Federal Council of Churches were determined to be communistic. They got caught. See, they try to hide this until they get control. This is what's really going on today. So Ferguson is simply orchestrated, planned out, and used to find out how apathetic, or dependent that we are, or not. Family, it's all commercialized. In other words, it's like a soap opera. It's not real. The burning is probably real and all that, but family, it's being done by design. Planned design, not because of emotion and people getting out of hand and all that. It's all controlled. That's my point. It's like a soap opera with a script, and everybody's falling for it. How else can I explain this? KKK, Aryan Nation, all these guys, they work for the FBI, CIA. FBI primarily. Black Panthers, Black Muslims, all these radical groups on that side, they work for the same people. They all work together. The ones down below don't know this. Freemasons are black, Freemasons are white, work together. That's why Martin Luther King pulled away from civil rights workers, Jesse Jackson and all that. He wanted freedom for his people. Rightly so. He wanted everybody to get together. That's why the Pentagon and the Illuminati Freemasons murdered Martin Luther King. Same thing for Malcolm X. Malcolm X, I didn't agree with his politics or religion, but I respect him because he was his own man. He took personal initiative. He was against the Illuminati. He was against the Freemasons. That's why they killed him. He went to Saudi Arabia, found out the truth about Islam. You create the movement. Everybody thinks they're part of a movement. And then you secretly create a cancer within the movement. That's how they work it. That's exactly how they work it. And nobody's any the wiser. So Ferguson, I don't know how far they'll carry this on, but they're testing to see how apathetic we've become in the 8-step program that started 250 years ago. You heard me correct. And so the politics and the religion is now starting to surface and raise its ugly head. That's the best ways you can control people, is through politics, religion, and finance. Each one of those seven areas I mentioned a little while ago, every one of those have a complete milestones and objectives that you write a book on. All seven of those areas. And they're specialists. They're assigned to each one of those areas. Using humankind as their minions and little gophers. Like Queen Elizabeth and Kissinger. They're nothing but slaves to the hierarchy. That's all they are. Brzezinski. These people are beyond evil. You can't even imagine. And they still operate. So something's wrong there, isn't it? Don't you think the government's a little bit dirty on all sides of the ocean? Now, let me give you something clear that's right up close and personal. I was in Kosovo 5 years as a security manager in the eastern region of Kosovo for the rebuilding of Kosovo after a Rhodes Scholar by the name of Wesley Clark tore it down by orders of another Rhodes Scholar named Billy Bob Clinton. Bush is a part of it. Hillary Clinton, a whole lot of them, targeted the Balkans. CIA moved the jihad from Afghanistan to Kosovo. You're working with Iran, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan intelligence, CIA, all working together, as always. I know that for a fact. Oh, yeah. Always working both sides. So I saw how they, what the damage they did, and how we allowed the Serbian Orthodox Christians. Over a period of my 5 years I was there, 1,500 of them murdered. Black Eagles, which was a rebel group supported by CIA secretly, would go in and murder a couple or old family or something, and then that entire village would clear out of Serbs. I know. Or they'd blow up a bus. And the something like that. It's how they did it in Kosovo. I know. How we worked both sides of the NLA, National Liberation Army, Albanians in Macedonia. MPRI, American organization, worked both sides, the rebels and the Macedonian forces. To the point that they had to pull one group out. One of the last so-called conflicts, when the Macedonian forces was closing in on the rebels in something like northeast of Skopje, and they got a call at Camp Bondsteel, which was American base in Kosovo, in my region, by the way, to send some helicopters, Apaches, down to pick up 17 MPRI American specialists and advisors from the NLA, working with the NLA rebels, Albanian rebels, in Macedonia. So they sent the helicopters to pick them up and pull them out because the Macedonian forces were closing in on them. Except there's one other little problem. You know why they did it? Obvious reasons first. But there's MPRI also with the Macedonian forces. So he had us working both sides. Been a little embarrassing, wouldn't it? Oh, by the way, when the Macedonian forces closed in on Arashevo, They closed in on them. Ah, no problem. Get on the buses, going back to Kosovo. Pat on the butt. Now don't come back here now, here. That's what they did. Families all working together. And the citizens are the ones that catch hell. Pardon my expression. Because of our politics working with the UN. The UN's a bunch of murderers. The Serbs and Albanians could have got together and worked it out if the UN had kept their dirty nose out of it. You had some good UN people there in my region that wanted to get people working together and all that. They got shipped out. Or they're outspoken. They got shipped out. I saw it. I know it. We're in bed with the Albanian mafia. Mafia controlled Kosovo to a certain extent. That's how it really works. You see? So, here's my point. I know when it's another country's taken over, another culture's taken over, you got a rebellion, etc., etc. Especially the socialists and communists, which we support, always have, since 1700s. You heard me right. You heard me right. McCarthy was right. In any case, it's always been that way. Always. Even today. When you talk communist, you're talking Luciferian. That's how it works. It's a communist cake. It's a communist cake with a democracy icing on top. You got it? Now cut in the cake. Cut the cake and you got it. That's how it works in reality. There's your constitution. In any case, here's how they do it, and watch what happens here. They're doing it to us here in America now. For example, quote, instead of Columbus Day, some U.S. cities celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day. Why do I want to go do that for? Now, personally, I don't care. You can call it Pumpkin Day for all I care. You can call it Columbus Day, Da Vinci Day, Elmer Fudd Day. I really don't give a hoot. I don't care, personally. It makes no difference. But I'm bringing up how they do it. You understand this? So now they're changing what we've had all along, Columbus Day, which some people got a day off, I guess, is now called Indigenous Day in Seattle, other states. Now, why are they going to do that for? They're reducing the sovereignty. They're reducing the old way to a new way to show that we're indigenous. Take away your sovereignty. Take away your patriotism. Family, that began in 1950 when the Rockefellers and the other Illuminati trained the anti-war demonstrators to spit on our soldiers. The Illuminati did that to start not giving them praise for fighting the communists and all that. But now the takedown of America began in 1950s to reduce the sovereignty. I can give you evidence. The whole plan can be summed up in this one quote that my regular listeners have heard me say many times before. But the quote is very good because it sums up in their plans in just one paragraph. And this is by design. Our troops coming back from Vietnam had no idea. This was perpetrated itself throughout the next return of all our veterans. To make sure they were not accepted. To make sure they looked down upon, spit on, called baby killers. The Illuminati trained the people to do this. To meet them as they come off by design. The Agent Orange was designed specifically to give them cancer on purpose. The takedown of America began in 1950. Carefully laid plans. Blame the Council of Foreign Relations. Blame the Knights of Malta. Blame your secret societies. is all part of this agenda. Even the Korean War, the State Department was working with the North Koreans, Chinese, and our own side. In the Korean War, the State Department worked on both sides, as ordered by the Vatican. How about that? Well, I got evidence of that from General MacArthur. I'm not speculating nothing. Brock Chisholm, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, about the time the takedown began, 1948 to 53, he said, and I quote, kind of a summarized paragraph in a quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism." Does that sound familiar, what I said an hour ago? "Loyalty to family tradition, destroy the families. National patriotism," there you go, "and religious dogmas." It's all summed up. He was a Unitarian, of course. He died in 1971. He's Canadian. Director of the United Nations World Health Organization. He summed it right up there. Also, he also talked about combining all the races into one race. You know when that was planned? I'm not going to go into detail on that. That's a program itself. To bring America to its immigration problems. Oh, I may get to that later. Yeah. Yeah, I can cover that in a minute. Now to think about something. The idea of making America the melting pot of the world began in the 10th century. It was put into play in the year 1425. And the first big step was in 1492 when Columbus set sail for the ocean blue. Columbus was Illuminati. Michelangelo, Columbus, they were funded by the royal Italian families in Spain. Medici for Michelangelo. I forgot off the top of my head who funded Columbus, but he was another rascal. You see how it worked? That opened the pathway for cultures to come into America by design. They planned a 600-year project. Do you understand this? This is massive. So this immigration thing is a joke. It always has been. I got evidence from even FDR. March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors, part of a quote says, "I'm going to infest America with all the aliens possible," unquote. And that's a fact. So once it achieved a certain level, that's what the census is all about, to find out if that level has been achieved. Divide everybody into different camps. For the Mexicans, it's Aslan. "We want our land back that you took from Texas and New Mexico and Arizona." Alamo, it's a false flag. You see how it works? So they formed a group. Ferdinand and Isabella, yeah, Spain. But there's another family, Italian, Medici, that funded Columbus. Medici or Borgia, I forgot which one. Anyway. So now the Mexicans have a movement called Aslan. Is it Aslan? A-Z-L-A-N. Get back their Mayan heritage that we took away when we had the land grab and all that. Yeah. The blacks, obviously, anti-slavery. Well, no kidding. The whites, religious intolerance. They got you all so divided, white folk. It's not even funny. They tried at Bundy Ranch. You got that. Patriots, the government. They're trying to find a way to call you to separate and divide each other. Religion, homosexual, non-homosexual. Patriot, non-patriot. To bring threat to all brings all together under one roof. They've achieved their goal. If you want to find it, look up National Geographic. You can do it right now if you want to. October 2013, the changing face of America is their report that they have achieved that goal. The goal was to bring all the races together in one area, have them cohabitate, mix DNA with a new culture. Not black, not white, not Hispanic, not Chinese, but a mixed race. I got that documented too. Brought Chris home. That rascal gets around, don't he? Brought Chris home said, quote, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear, unquote. Their agenda, documented, was to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing all the races together in one culture. Family, I'm not making this up. It's been achieved. They have accomplished it. So now let's go back to Columbus Day. They're changing it to Indigenous Day. They're ready to move. They're ready to. This is how I do it. This is my analysis. To show, to find out their objectives and find out why they really causing our lives to change by these movements. That means they're ready to move on to the next level. Seattle changes Columbus Day name to Indigenous Peoples Day. Why? Because they're following this agenda. That's why. So there'll be other states to follow up with it. You'll find it out if you research it. Thousands of Europeans take to the streets to drive out Islam. Well, they can't really drive out blacks. They can't drive out Hispanics. They can't drive out white people. They're not Republican, Democrat. So you've got to find some way to have the Europeans have conflict. So, no problem. You take Muslims out of the Middle East and you have groups of them financed, funded, and move them to Europe and move them to Scandinavia. Now, tell me something. Really, honestly. Please. Why in the world would Arabs from the Middle East, where it's hot? I've been there. I was in Saudi Arabia for 4 years. I've been to Kuwait. I started a project down there too, by the way, when we pulled out in 94. I've been there. Kuwait, Bahrain, Dubai, Saudi Arabia. I've been to Africa, but back to Saudi Arabia. Why in the world, oh man, this is too funny almost, would an Arab living in the hot climate with camel spiders want to leave Saudi Arabia or wherever and move to Scandinavia for goodness sakes? What Arab in his right mind want to do that? Let me tell you, they don't grow dates up there. They might find them a date, but they don't grow any dates up there, family. Unless they have an agenda to get them together. That way, Scandinavia has a conflict. Don't have one? We'll create one. Now, how many of y'all slapped your head and say, oh, well, I've never thought of that? That's why they moved them up there. If you don't have a conflict, we got to make one. That's why these lying, low life, low crawling Jesuits, the Knights of Malta, of both Scandinavia and Islam, Arab nations, working together, making sure groups of Arabs move to Scandinavia, Norway, Sweden. And then they form groups, gangs, to rape, attack Scandinavian girls. by design to cause conflict. How do you control people? Create a war. How do you have a war? Make them enemies. You don't have any enemies. Make one. Oh, okay. That's the big picture. I don't look at the trees. I don't hug no trees. I look at the big picture, the whole forest. This is what they're doing. Now, America is a smorgasbord, man. You just take a pick. Man, they could cause you to have a conflict with your next door neighbor. You know, whatever. You know, you got Westboro Baptist Church, who works with the Illuminati. And you have the homosexuals, works with the Illuminati, going to each other. By design. It's all worked out. All worked out. See, Westboro Baptist Church, I can't help it. A bunch of boobs, man. They work for the Illuminati. I know they're linked up to Christian Identity, Phelps, and James Dobson's, and Terry Jones, and all these wackos. You heard me exactly right. They're all linked up together. Your Christian Identity, your Arnold Murray's, Westboro Baptist Church, to cause conflict. By design. They're prostitutes for the Illuminati and the Vatican. People don't like that? I don't care. I've got a diagram showing the connections. Loosely, but there are connections. You rascals. What does Elmer Fudd say? You see the rascals? Yeah, well. And I'm hoping sometimes they hear what I say. Because that way they can take a look in the mirror and realize there's no way they can win and see the evil that they're doing. That the generation of those who belong to the organizations, if they also lost someone in the wars, responsible for the death of their relatives. Whew, whoa. So back to Indigenous Day. So now you know why they're changing in Columbus Day to Indigenous Day. It'll catch on like wildfire in the United States. Take away the anniversaries. Take away the heroes. That's why you always, well, come on now, you always got to remove the statue. When you invade a city or a town and you got the statue of their hero, you got to take it down. Of course. You got to put up your own. You got to change things around so it becomes like you. Is this too much for you all to deal with? I don't know. Some of y'all may know this already, but my broadcasts are not easy listening, I tell you right now. It's not easy listening. It's not even easy for me. Now, here in Texas, I got to live with this. 61 years. Y'all. Oh, man. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Columbus, funded by the Genovese family. Illuminati Genovese. Let me tell you, Genovese is not Jewish. All you Christian Identity boys out there, this is a Jewish conspiracy. Got Jews everywhere, even in your closet. Well, Genovese is not Jewish. Oh. Genovese family. Medici, Michelangelo, Borgia. Yeah, Columbus was from the Genovese family. Bingo. Yeah. I thought so. Told you, y'all. Michelangelo, another. See the art that they produce, art, when you see, it's like, oh, honey, come look at this. Oh, that's such a beautiful painting. It makes me cry. These paintings have an effect on you, you know? It's like brainwashing. Now you say, you're probably saying, Tom, you've gone over the edge. Really? How about Michelangelo and that nonsense he painted on the Sistine Chapel? My God, he painted, the God that I worship, he painted as a half-dressed old man with white hair touching the finger of Adam. You don't paint, make a painting of God as another human being. That was not accidental. You see how it affects your mind? You see God as a white-haired old man with angels all around him, half-naked. Let me tell you. The earth is like a cell in the body of God. We're nothing. We're his prized possession in that regard. Another regard, excuse me. But the universe is in his hands. There's some truth to the whole world is in his hands. There's a lot of truth to that. So when this Michael so-called Angelo, I wouldn't give him 2 cents for that stupid painting. I'm dead serious. Paints my God to look like a white-haired old man touching the finger of Adam. It's disgusting. Because that's not the God that created this world, this universe, and the heavens. But when you look at the painting, it shrinks him down to being just a man. Now, that goes along with the New Age movement. That we all can become as gods. Uh-huh. Now you see how they can manipulate thinking with art? And as a matter of fact, in their objectives, it is listed when they wanted order to foment the two world wars and the takedown of America began in the 1950s. I'm speaking ahead of what I have set up, but one of the directions that they had was to take art. And that's where modern art came from. The direction was to start putting out art that absolutely made no sense at all. That's why I call it modern art. So it doesn't have any kind of a esoteric response or frequency producing media. That was by direction. Yeah, that's where you get modern art from. How it affects us is amazing. And you don't realize it. Because everybody gets all so fired up about it. And you go to an art gallery and everybody knows all about this. They can pick that out and so forth. It's training you. It's teaching you why you're going through all that. And you're studying it. It affects your entire system. And they know that. Absolutely amazing. Now, I was looking for the let's see, divide and conquer. We got to that. Boy, I tell you, they have advanced the steps quite often, quite well. But they can't do a darn thing till God allows them to. That's the part they're not getting. I'm probably talking more about that tomorrow. But in any case, the changing of religion has also been a big move. The Anglican bishop says the Quran should be read at Prince Charles' coronation. Slowly but surely, they're changing the church. Oh, that's what I need to go into now. The Vatican created the ACLU, ADL, NAACP, all for use of the Illuminati to create chaos. They put their minions in. They create an incident, a bus incident, or a shooting, or a rape, a murder, something. And they'd actually do it, too. And then they quickly jump on it and use that as a means of obtaining political control. Every time. It doesn't happen randomly. Freemason cops are on a payroll. Now, I can trace that back even to an instant where the plan was to assassinate Spiro Agnew, 1972-73, when he's going to speak at a convention in San Diego. A unit from LAPD trained assassinations by CIA. Oh, yeah. During the time he's going to speak, Spiro, they're going to assassinate Spiro, followed by bombings blamed on liberals, would have given Nixon justification to declare martial law. And Nixon was working with General Cushman, a fellow Marine. Yes. So when you may have known General Cushman when he was a young guy, may have had barbecues with him, but when they've taken a blood oath, the Knights of Malta, worked with the Joint Chief of Staff, they're no longer the one you knew before. They're your enemy, pretending to be your friend. Boykin, Rick Joyner, Wesley Clark, they talk on these shows, like they're Americans, but they're not. They're secret society members, traitors, pretending to be on your side. Now, oh, yeah, good point here now. I'm going to make a good point. I'm going to make a good point now here. Do you not notice that all of a sudden there's an attack on Christmas? Now, either way, Christmas is pagan. It's about as pagan as you can get. But that's not the point. All of a sudden, here comes all these articles now about how Christmas is pagan. They want you to know. They're bringing out that Easter's pagan. It is, according to the King James Bible, Acts 3 and 4. It's pagan. The King James Bible only. And let me tell you why. That may be the next point. Remember, Satan is prince of this world. Here's how the CIA works. Roman Catholic Church, they're about to make a re-spiritualization. They're about to re-spiritualize their doctrine. Roman Catholics don't have a clue about this yet. They're going to know. They're going to find out later. Look it up. Teilhard de Chardin. Teilhard de Chardin, a Jesuit priest, was the father of the New Age movement. Always a very important guy. Helena Blavatsky was the mother of the New Age movement. Yes. Now, comes Alice Bailey and so forth. A re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church. A re-spiritualization of Christianity. Bring everybody. Come on. Jump on the Roman Catholic Titanic. Get everybody on the ship. Episcopals, Greek, you're forgiven. Come back to us now. But we're going to sink you. So everybody gets aboard the Titanic here. Other religions as well. We set sail. And we get out in the ocean. On an Alaska cruise. And then it says, okay, you see that big iceberg, steer toward it. And they crash it, and it starts to sink. Now, what's all the religions aboard the Roman Catholic Titanic going to do? Well, they're not going to stay on the ship. It's sinking. They're going to jump ship, aren't they? It's going to get cold, too. Well, they have a ship waiting for you. Wasn't that convenient? It's called the New Age Movement. So once they re-spiritualize the Roman Catholic Church, they just morph it into the New Age Movement. But not until after they fomented a war between Islam and Zionism. Family, that was planned in 1871 by Albert Pike, a Freemason. His plans were forwarded from 1870s to 1945 and beyond. That's where the Bilderbergs came in 1954. Family's all laid out. So they crash the Roman Catholic Church and all Christianity. They bring in the New Age Movement, which are really the ancient mystery schools of religion before Catholicism and Christianity was created. Goes right back to it. So how do you do that? Well, you show how Christmas is pagan, caused disillusionment. Easter is pagan, caused disillusionment. All three popes, Adolfo Nicholas, Pepe Orsini, great pope, Illuminati, Italian, Roman, yep, and Francis, the talking pope, are all Jesuits. They're disassemblers. They're destructors. And Catholics, you got three of them. Whoa. They're there to take apart the Roman Catholic Church. And the Roman Catholics don't even know it yet. It's coming. They're doing it slow, setting it up, getting ready for that day. So when you read about the American bishops or whatever getting real uncomfortable, quote, it's no secret. Many American bishops are not comfortable with the new pope's tone, unquote. He had no kidding. And I'm telling you why. And I bet you don't even know. Of the re-spiritualization is getting ready to happen. When they're going to do it? I don't know when. I don't make predictions like that. I don't have a crystal ball. I wouldn't trust it if it did. But the re-spiritualization of their doctrine that will forever change the lives of the world. Christianity was brought to us by the Vatican, 325 AD, under Constantine. We can't kill off the Christians, so we'll join them and we'll create a religion, call it Christianity, and we'll just corrupt them. And then we'll kill them later. Well, they did. 800 years later, 1200 AD, or 900 years later, to 1800 AD, 600 years of mass murder. 50 to 68 million people were murdered. Innocent people were murdered. Between 50 and 68 million by the Vatican. It's called the Inquisition. Hello. St. Bartholomew Massacre. In France, French Huguenots, 100,000 and 100 people were massacred in a week or two. Nobody ever talks about that. You see, it's all hidden. Nobody talks about that. How about that, huh? They should wake y'all up. I tell you the truth, family, and I don't want you to believe a word I say. I want you to challenge every word I say. So, and you see the ridiculous part of what's going on today, the absurdity of it all. Now, I've talked about the quote-unquote absurdity of it all, but I hit at different levels sometimes, in different ways, and bring across to you in certain ways I hope will be understood. Christianity was brought to us by the Vatican and all the 37,000 different sects of the religions to keep us divided until the time is right to bring all religions together under one control when disclosure happens. Disclosure, the announcement of the so-called fake Jesus that comes around, called Sanan Emanuel. I'm probably going to cover that this week. That sounds crazy, don't it? Bringing all the religions together. Then surprise. A crashing of all religions to bring about a one world religion, or so they think. Their actual plan, as documented, is for the Master Jesus, or fake Jesus, Yeshua, a.k.a. Sanan Emanuel, who will take on a physical body, a physical vehicle, a body of significant leader possessing or channeling, and certain of the followers will affect a re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church. So in Islam, in the Third World War, when Islam, the real one, that is not the fake one they're coming up with, Islam goes to war against Israel, the re-spiritualization will be the rise of the Holy Roman Empire as default winner. And that will bring the Antichrist, who will turn evil, will bring you into the mid-tribulation. That's what they got set up. Be ready. I have quoted from their own textbook. A re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church is breaking down the barrier separating Episcopal and Greek churches from the Roman. Unquote. That's what they've been trying to do, is set that up now. One of the fallen angels, and they're real, the sons of God of the Old Testament, fallen angels are back. Been going back and forth ever since. The one that controls, handles North American continent, his New Age name, I don't know his AKA, but his New Age name is Master Hilarion, or so they call him. You got Saint Germain and Moria, talk to Blavatsky and Alice Bailey, it's all connected. He'll come forth at this time. He'll become a focal point of what they call the Buddhic energy, the spiritualistic movement of the New Age. Another fallen angel will work with Christian Science. The Book of Enoch will be exalted. The Book of Urantia. The King James Bible, they're going after whole tooth and nail. So they have to demean the holidays, the King James Bible, set a different tone for the Roman Catholic Church to set the groundwork before they pull out the card. So the house of cards will fall. So expose all the heresies of the holidays. That takes away your pride in the holidays, don't it? Makes it easier, softens things up a little bit. There's a film that came out recently that, a pretty good film, actually, by Jeremiah Films or something like that. It talks about the heresy of Christmas all of a sudden. It's a good one. Well, you know me, y'all. I don't take things at face value. I have to dig deeper. And I did. It's narrated by Carol Matriciana, who was on my show one time about 3-4 years ago and did a lot of talking, had a lot of knowledge. Carol Matriciana, her husband is Pat Matriciana. And she's a narrator of this film that opens up the heresy of Christmas and paganism and all that stuff. Good film, as I said. Except, oh, Pat there, Matriciana, is a professed member of the CIA. He's also a member of the Council of National Policy. Oh, that got my attention. You see, the Council of National Policy, the CNP, is a connecting member of the Council of Foreign Relations. The formation of the Tea Party is through the Council of National Policy. The Council of National Policy is a right-wing religious group connected to CFR, includes James Dobson, LaHaye, Pat Matriciana, James Dobson, Chuck Missler, the whole doggone lot of them. So I'm wondering, why in the world are they connected to the CNP? And watch this. They want us to know the darkness around our holiday rituals. So it sets up the transition from Christianity to the New Age movement will be easier. That's why. See how clever that is? Wow. Isn't that smart? They show you the paganistic background, the evil of the Vatican Church, and all that, which makes it easier to set up the Roman Catholic Titanic. Isn't that clever? So they pretend to be on your side. It's disappointing. They pretend to be on your side, but there's a hook to it. They want you to know about the paganistic Christmas. They want you to know Columbus Day is Indigenous Day now. To break down the sovereignty, break down the what you used to look at before to look at new now. So Christmas won't have the same little mushy feeling it used to have when you realize it's paganistic. You have confusion. Disillusionment of Christianity, would it not be? Is that not true? So if I go around, which I probably will, say that Christmas is pagan, which I have responsibility to say, to identify it because it is pagan. Jesus wasn't even born in December. He was born in September. So the ones that promote Christmas on the high level want you to stay closer to the Vatican right now. And others are setting up the breakdown, and they work in concert with each other. Isn't that something? I don't like getting jerked around. But it's what's happening. In Albert Pike's letter, he wrote, in August 15th, 1871, about World War III. Oh, yeah. Part of his quote for World War III, when Islam is pitted up against Zionism and countries on either side will fight to complete exhaustion, part of his statement says, quote, "We shall unleash the nihilists," that's assassins, "and atheists, and we shall provoke a great social cataclysm which in all its horror will show clearly to all nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origins of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the people will be forced to defend themselves against the world minority of the world revolutionaries," that's Illuminati, "and will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitudes," here we go, listen, "disillusioned with Christianity, whose spirits will be from that moment on without direction and leadership and anxious for an ideal. But without knowledge, where to send this adoration, we'll receive the true light, there's that word light again, through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into public view, a manifestation which will result from a general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time, unquote. That's the real World War III, not the fake one coming up. That's how it's working. So now first they're going to soften up, kind of like fracking. Fracking the ground to create sinkholes or whatever. They're going to frack up the religious side of Christianity to start fracturing it. So what does that tell me? They're close. When they start doing it now, that means they're in the planning stages to execute it. And they got the people out there pushing it through. Columbus Day, Indigenous Day. Roman Catholicism changing its tone. All this is setting it up. You see, that's how it works. That's what I watch for. Now, I got some more news for you tomorrow. I won't have time to go out tonight. I got Bible study tonight. Tonight will be part two of the heresies being taught in the churches today. And part one was last night. Part two tonight. I'll expose those as well. How they divide Christianity up by the different sects and the different heresies being taught in Christianity. See for yourself. And then don't trust me. I don't want you to. I want you to find out yourself. Challenge it. Go for it. Knock yourself out, John. The only true word of God is the King James Bible with evidence. There's only one God, the only one Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. It's not about religion. It's not about four walls. It's not about, I don't know, your favorite political party. None of that. Not about patriotism. Not about family. It's about Jesus. Family just comes along with it. It's about Jesus. That's what it's all about. I want to also recognize, I almost forgot, my highportradio.net, John Kirkler. Well, I was still connected there, yeah. John Kirkler, highportradio.net. Plays our broadcast and our Bible studies on his network, and we appreciate that. And he has sponsors up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And check out his sponsors and use them if you can. If you want to, be good. And give him a check on his network. He plays our broadcast Bible studies randomly. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. And my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And we're coming to a close here. I appreciate y'all dropping by. I covered a lot. I didn't cover what I wanted to entirely. I still got more to cover. That'd be part three tomorrow. I'm going to give you a little bit of history about the Illuminati and what they pull through. I told you today a lot of their plans are getting ready to pull on you today. For the future. And for y'all to be ready. And that's through Jesus. That's the only way. There is no other way. You can join me tonight if you want to. Bible study 8 to 9. And, well, family, there you go. I appreciate y'all dropping by. Tomorrow we're going to do the same thing. Except more information. We're going to hit the ground running. All week long. Just keep it going. Y'all have a good night. God bless all of you. My name's Tom Gambell, and I'm your watchman. I'm signing off. Good night. God bless. He's alive. He's alive.
day.